Welcome, everybody, to the Do Not Enter podcast. I'm your host, Humphrey Hsu, and joining me are my friends and co-hosts, Fillmore John and Nolan Zhang. Who are we? Well, we're a bunch of American high schoolers, and we have a passion for reading. I've been reading ever since I can remember. Obviously, most children are taught reading nowadays, and I'm very glad that I was able to discover the world of literature while all my friends were playing video games. And then this is basically our first try at podcasting. We've been reading a lot of different types of literature, classics, sci-fi, fantasy, but it's our first time actually speaking our thoughts and putting them into words. So please bear with us. Be kind and patient while we try to work out our coordination. We've known each other for a long time, but it's our first time doing something like this, so it might be a little bit awkward at first, but please stick with us. So specifically about me, again, I'm Humphrey Hsu. I have always loved sci-fi and fantasy, so I started out with Harry Potter, and then Fillmore here introduced me to Aragon, aka The Inheritance Cycle. It's by Christopher Paolini. Y'all should check that out, by the way. It's great. And that's really how that's really the first book where I really dug into world building. So world building, of course, it's really important for a lot of sci-fi books and fantasy books. It really allows you to be immersed. It's a really immersive, like 4D experience. So it's really one of the things I really love about reading is to be able to immerse myself into new worlds. So and also I love Tolkien. I just finished reading The Silmarillion for the second time. So I'm gonna be the Tolkien nerd here. I'll probably try to pull in some Tolkien references. So if you'll like those, please stick around.
Hi, I'm Nolan Zhang, and I'm more of a limited type of reader. And I guess I've also started off really young at a young age. Mostly I was inspired by mythology, and really led me into like my first like real series I really followed and like really enjoyed was probably the Percy Jackson series. I really love like Rick Riordan's books, and that really introduced me to the idea of like how important it is to like describe like a very common concept that people know, like Greek mythology and Roman mythology. Everyone knows about it, but just to, like interpret it differently and to put it into like a fun, more of like a introductory way that like anybody is accessible, anybody will enjoy. It was really important to me as it like I learned a lot about Greek mythology and Roman mythology, and I was able to like have a great time reading it. And that really just dove me into the fantasy world. I read a lot of fantasy. As I read more and more though, I kind of like more sci-fi books, and I got introduced like to Ender's Game from Humphrey and Fillmore.
Yeah,
and
also, Ender's Game is awesome. Yeah,
Ender's Game is really good. I remember when I gave it to me in fifth grade, I was like, whoa, I should check this out. And I really loved it too. And like I read like all the sequels to it, so I really like that. And then I also like read some of the mainstream stuff like the Legend series. Mm-hmm. And currently, right now, I'm focusing on to improve my literature understanding of old American literature. I'm going back to more of the American classics like Grapes of Wrath and like Frankenstein, and just like more of these like I guess like there's like some like more interesting ones. I tried reading like what was it like The Pride and Prejudice, but it was a bit
that was so hard to get through. I don't know how I managed to get through that, and I totally forgot everything.
Don't you guys find those books like kind of boring though?
Yeah,
like,
those books are just a little bit boring.
Just a little.
You just have to toil through the book.
But
yeah.
I mean, you got to read it to expand your English. So
definitely. Oh yeah, and now I'm Fillmore John, and. Well, I grew up at a young age, like everybody else. And let's see here. Well, I also been reading fantasy books forever. And some book that I want to recommend right now is Throne of Glass. The Throne of Glass series was recommended to me by Humphrey. Yeah. And Aelin, anybody fans of her?
I mean, Aelin, she was quite an interesting character. I prefer to Selena, honestly. But
Selena, Sardothian.
I prefer her as Selena, but I mean, that was a great series. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I definitely read like the entire series, and like I asked my friend when the last book came out, I was like, please lend it to me.
I bought the last book the day it came out. I kind of regret it check it out. It's not my cup of tea, but it's like a lot of people.
It's
really
still pretty good.
Series.
I would recommend it.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good ride. Yeah.
Uh,
So I've been, trying to get back into the novel side of things because I've been into like light novels recently, but I really miss like getting the world building of these novels and like the how in depth they go into their worlds. Like
Definitely.
it's just being like lost into the book is just like the best
It's yeah, it's
experience.
such a great experience.
It's kind of sad that a lot of people are unable to recognize that and like be able to experience it because they're lost in like
Somewhat,
devices,
yeah, in
but
technology, but we're here, we're classical people. We like literature, so
yeah,
I
we
hope
got to show the world that there's still survivors of
yeah.
the electronic apocalypse.
Yeah, that is
The
so
open
true.
book.
Yeah, we gotta stick with the books, not with the devices. Okay, so that's us. Well, so who are we? What are we doing more like? Well, we're here to obviously read Dune. Dune is a book that we've all wanted to get into. Well, Nolan's already got into it. But we've all wanted to get into for a long time. So I haven't had any exposure to the series. I didn't know anything about it until I started reading, of course. Recently, I just started reading. And then Nolan here has read most of the first book, I think he said, right?
Yeah, I've finished most of the first book. All I have left is like the appendix, which I'm kind of confused about because I was like, I don't really know what
Well,
appendix
that's
is.
why it's called an appendix. It's not necessary.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, I kind of started reading the first page. It was like something about like the ecology of like Arrakis. So I've basically finished the main story. The main plot line I've finished, I Okay,
think.
let's
That's
not get
okay.
too in depth to this. We don't
Yeah.
want any spoilers.
Yeah, no
That's true. That's
spoilers. And
true.
then Fillmore has
I've watched the
watched the
movie.
movies. Yeah.
I'm not sure how accurate it is with the book, but yeah, that's why we're here to learn
Yeah,
more.
and so of course, as y'all can tell now, I'm the Dune noob, so I haven't heard anything about this series. They're gonna be the ones guiding us, more like Nolan's probably gonna be the one doing most of the guiding, but he's been instructed not to spoil anything, of course.
Yeah, he's
We
our
don't want
veteran.
spoilers around here.
Yes, I am no
So
spoiler.
we're just gonna be reading Dune. We'll probably publish. We'll try to do one chapter or two chapters a week, depending on the length. And yeah, so of course, like this is the third time we've said it. Don't spoil, please. We want to keep this as close to a new reading experience as we can, so we can give you a really genuine take. So at least I can give you a really genuine take on my first experience through this, of course, amazing book. So
Yes.
yeah, so don't spoil for the fourth time.
Before we start, I would like to put out a slight disclaimer. Anything like that we say in this podcast isn't meant to be offensive. We're just three dudes trying to have fun and talk about our favorite books. And if you do, please let us know if there is like if you have any problems, and we'll make sure to correct it in the future. We would love to hear your thoughts about it.
Yeah.
So please follow us and contact us on Twitter at do not enter. You can also find us on email at gmail at do not enter at gmail.com. So it's
Yeah.
basically like our username, do not enter, DuneNotenTr.
Yeah. So if you have any questions, or if you, of course, if you have concerns, please email us. If you have questions, or I hate to say it, but if you have corrections, then I mean that insinuates that we can make mistakes. But if you have corrections, then please let us know. And then of course we'll talk about those as the episodes come and the context is relevant. So yeah, so please contact us. We would really love to hear your thoughts, especially, and of course feedback. We're new, so just let us know if there's anything we need to do or anything that you guys want to see improved, and we'll of course do our best to follow. And yeah, so that essentially wraps it up for our introduction episode to the Do Not Enter podcast. And we'll see you guys again very soon when we dive into chapter one.